Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. For some of you, this may be your first time listening to this podcast. This is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you 3 to 5 times a week in the offseason and 5 times a week during the season. And myself, just to give you a little background, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So you could go to the Philadelphia Inquirer daily and you'll see an article by me or Mark Narducci and David Murphy and a couple other people. You can also follow me on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers and on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. So today we're going to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about the first thing first. Zaire Smith. You know, the 76ers traded Zaire Smith for Tony Bradley yesterday, or they agreed to trade him for Tony Bradley yesterday to the Detroit Pistons. So we'll talk about that in the first segment. In the second segment, we'll talk about roster moves. We'll talk about how the Sixers were able to acquire Dwight Howard in free agency, right? And in the third segment, like we always do, we just go back and we talk about a little bit of tidbits, a little bit of this and that, this and that. So, you know, without extending you and without further ado, let's just get into it. Now, yesterday, the 76ers traded Zaire, as we said, or they agreed to trade Zaire Smith. You know, to me, Zaire Smith might have been one of the biggest casualties. I don't want to call him the biggest casualty of the process because I don't know if he was actually part of the process, but he was one of the biggest tragedies of, I guess you could say it, of the Sixers' failed draft picks. You know, Zaire Smith was a guy who really never got a chance. I mean, I couldn't say really never. He just never got a chance. You know, he's a guy who, in high school, he was a 6'2 center. I mean, he could jump out the gym. He has long length. He can do a lot of things. But he was only 6'2". But he was good enough to get a scholarship to Texas Tech. He was good enough to start as a freshman at power forward at Texas Tech, despite being 6'2". Now, he wasn't a traditional power forward. No, they basically had 3 guards, him, and a center, right? So they got out and they were real athletic. Now, Zaire Smith was one of these guys who basically, you know, he had some people in his family saying, hey, we want you to go to Texas Tech because we want you to be there for at least 3 years. You're going to learn how to play the guard position. You're athletic enough to be an NBA player, but we have to turn you into a 2-guard on the next level. But then he had such a great freshman year. And when you look at him, the leaping ability, the block shots, all these things that he did on a national stage with Texas Tech, it kind of had other people saying, yo, you're going to be a first rounder. You need to go. You just need to go. So what happens is Zaire stays in the draft, right? And it gets worse. He stays in the draft and he comes to the 76ers. Well, actually, he was traded to the 76ers, which could have been the worst possible scenario. The reason being is because you see former Villanova and Great Valley High product, Mikal Bridges, you know, was the guy that everyone in Philadelphia wanted at number 10. The Sixers even drafted Bridges at number 10, right? But then on draft night, 38 minutes later after drafting him, they shipped him to the Phoenix Suns for Zaire Smith, who was the 16th overall pick. And they also sent a 2021 first rounder, right? Now, the problem with that is, it's like, okay, this was the guy that Bridges was the guy that everyone wanted. And then to make it seem like it was great, they overhyped Zaire. They compared him to Kawhi Leonard. They talked about his defensive stuff. You know, the problem with that is he's 6'2". Kawhi Leonard is 6'7". Right? Kawhi Leonard played wing. He was a power forward. So, Bridges goes on to be one of the league's top young 3-and-D players, averaging 8.7 points and 1.5 steals in 155 games with 88 starts. Zaire, he spent more time injured or with the Sixers G League team, the Delaware Blue Coats, than with the Sixers. You know, the thing is, he played his rookie year, he played in about he had 7 appearances with the Sixers, averaging 1.1 points. He averaged 3.7 points in 13 career games with the Sixers. You know, see, his 2-season tenure was marred by bad luck as he remained to fail health. You know, Smith suffered a bone bruise. His latest injury was when he suffered a bone bruise in his left knee in May and didn't travel with the Sixers to Orlando for the NBA restart. Now, I'll be honest with you. To me, that was more like, we only can take X amount of people. So we're going to take an extra security guard, some extra personnel, team personnel, whatever, then take him because we're not going to play him. I mean, face it. They weren't going to play him. So that's what that one was all about. But when you think about it, right after he got drafted, right afterwards, like he got drafted in June 2018. They did the summer league, right? And then from the summer league, he went and he wanted to go to a camp in August 2018. That's when he suffered an acute Jones fracture in his left foot. Right, he was expected to return from that injury in December. However, he remained out until March 25th, 2019 because of a life-threatening allergic reaction to something he ate in September at the practice facility. The reaction left him speechless and 40 pounds lighter. He went on to play in 6 NBA games that season, right? So when you look at it, you're saying to yourself, like, come on. Like, the guy never had a chance. He never had a chance. And you feel bad for him. Like, you know, and for me, personally, I was kind of excited for him when he went to Detroit. I mean, I was. I was like, okay, my man's going to finally get an opportunity to play. Nah. Detroit is going to waive him, and they're going to stretch his contract. So, you know, he'll get paid this year, but they're basically stretching it so with the salary cap and all that stuff, right? But, I mean, you feel bad because you hope that this wasn't a bad gamble for him. I mean, it was a bad gamble, but you hope it doesn't affect him. I mean, another 2 years in college, he would have been ready. He would have been good. But man, the lure of the NBA isn't for everybody. I mean, that rush, you got to take your time. You got to get great advice. It messed my man up. It really did. It really, truly messed Zaire up. Now, you know, the thing that messes me up in the morning is if I don't get my Built Bar, if I don't get my Built Bar energy bar, I messed up. I got up this morning, y'all. I don't know. It's like today is a crazy day, right? So Mondays are busy for me because I have my my newsletter that comes out on Mondays. And, you know, Sunday was an off day yesterday, so I tried to relax. So I got up early, like 3:30 in the morning to do my newsletter. And, man, I was like, bruh. I know it's early, but you got to get some coffee and you have to get this Built Bar. And I'm telling you, after I ate that Built Bar, a brother felt rejuvenated, for real. I thought it was 3:00 in the afternoon, not 3:00 in the morning. So for you, you got to do the same. make sure you go out there, go to builtbar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and get some money off your next Built Bar purchase. Hey, it's worth it, y'all. I'm telling you, do it. Do yourself a favor. All right, well, you know, we look at the 76ers, right? You know, Daryl Morey, to me, he's done a lot of great things, good things so far. You know, but the things that really stand out to me the most is that, let's keep it real, what he's doing is he's erasing mistakes that were made, right? He won, and he's saving money by doing it. Like, you know, the one mistake that he erased was Al Horford's contract. We talked about that, right? But then they went out there and they got Dwight Howard. Now, Dwight Howard, you know, when you talk about, is Dwight Howard a great pickup? It basically depends on who you talk to, right? I mean, no one questions his athletic ability. No one questions, you know, what he can do on the court. It's just how he's going to be in the locker room, right? It's how is he going to be? Like, you know, last year he went to the Lakers on a non-guaranteed deal, and he played well. He did his thing, right? He got along with teammates, from what I hear. And now you look at him and you're bringing him in. Now, one thing I will say is Daryl Morey's dealt with him before. He had 3 years with Dwight when Dwight was in Houston, right? Daryl used to be the former general manager there. So he knows what to expect. And I'm here to say, if everything goes well off the court, Dwight is older. You know, you think he has to be more mature. But if everything goes well off the court and in the locker room, I think this is great. I mean, you look at Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has never been able to play all games, every game. Never. He's going to miss a portion. And when you had Al Horford was a quality, you know, backup option. And when Joel wasn't there, he performed well. So, but Al Horford was overpaid for that role. Now you look at Dwight, he has the veteran minimum of 2.56. So you say to yourself, like, with his rim protection, his ability to get to the rim and pick and rolls and do things, that's going to be great. I mean, he's going to be a great pickup. The thing is, you know, how is it all going to work out in the court? I mean, in the locker room. So that's the question. But they made a gamble on him. He was great. I mean, think about it. Like, Nerlens Noel was an option. But Nerlens Noel, you probably couldn't get him for the minimum. You could. I mean, you know, my thing is, Nerlens just signed for 5 years, excuse me, a $5 million contract with the New York Knicks after Dwight signed with the Sixers, or Nerlens committed to one. You know, he signed it. So the thing is, like, you would think that your mid-level exception of 5.7 would have had to go to Nerlens. So they're saving over $3 million with this. So, you know what I mean? It was a great decision, great move. We're going to see how it works out. And it was kind of crazy, though. Let's think about it. If it wasn't for miscommunications between Dwight and the Lakers, you know, the Sixers wouldn't have had him. But credit to them. They came in strong, hard, aggressive. And they got the guy who's going to be pretty good. Now, the thing is, it's just that we just got to see how this locker room's going to be. We just have to see how this locker room's going to be. You know, Tony Bradley, so I don't know too much about him. I know he went to North Carolina. I know he played at Utah. I know he was he started like 3 games in his career. But, you know, Rudy Gobert, that's Rudy Gobert's team. You know, Tony Bradley could come in, be a good, as long as, you know, a good third option. You know, a guy who, let's say on nights that Embiid doesn't play, he could be a backup center, you know, depending on what type of lineups the Sixers want to use. So, you know, that will work out. But the main thing was Dwight. And I still think the Sixers have another move to make, though. I really do. Now, you know, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I know what I said about Dwight and all that, but this free agency period, I don't know, maybe it's because the Sixers don't have the cap space, or maybe because, we all knew that AD is going to, you know, end up back in with the Lakers and other things, but it hasn't really been that, like, impressive to me. You know, like in years past, it was like, oh, this guy is going here. Oh, that one, this one, this one. This one's kind of been like a dud. Like, you know, you try to keep up with it, but you really don't, because you see the Sixers roster is just about already filled up. But I don't know, man. I just don't get it. Like, to me, the big thing with Gordon Hayward getting $120 million to go to Charlotte. I mean, a year after they didn't want to pay Kemba all that money. You know, to me, that's crazy. I mean, because you look at it, and Kemba's one of the stars of the Boston Celtics. Gordon Hayward, you know, he was supposed to be, but he had injury. He had that injury. And then he had, he just got to a point where other guys just surpassed him in the food chain. But he got 120. 30 plus, 30 per year. That's extremely impressive. You know, the Atlanta Hawks, I like what the Atlanta Hawks are doing. With Rondo, Gallinari, Bogdanović now. But you know, we'll have to wait and see if the Kings are going to match it with Bogdanović, because he has a restricted, he's a restricted free agent. But, you know, it's, to me, it just really hasn't been a lot. Really, it hasn't. But, you know what? The basketball season starts on the 22nd. Training stamp starts on the 1st. Thanksgiving this weekend before that. So this is great. Like a nice little holiday to relax before everybody gets back on the grind. So that's pretty cool. But hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. And I want y'all to have a great, great, great day. Hey, I want to say one thing. I want to apologize. My dog has a little cold. He's in the background. He's sitting on my couch, and he's like looking at me doing this podcast, and he's just like coughing and sneezing. And I'm like, brother, you're messing up the podcast. And he's looking at me like, who cares? I run this. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. Peace.